So I want to have Gene to just play for us. What does that mean for United Methodist as a denomination and as a local church? There is a little video that I just wanted you to see. Yes, please.
Hi, I'm Amanda Philpott. Thanks to people like you, I'm attending college with the help of a United Methodist scholarship. Relic Communion Sunday is an opportunity for you to help students like me.
I am a sophomore at Middle Tennessee State University. Right now, I'm concentrating on core studies, but I think that I want to be a social worker someday. I'm not so sure I would have had the opportunity to choose my future if I had remained in an orphanage in Seoul, South Korea. But I've been blessed with two wonderful adoptive parents who stress God, family, and self-reliance as they raised me to try my best in everything that I do. As a United Methodist ethnic scholar, I'm able to alleviate some of the financial burden that my parents face in putting me through school.
And your total is $612.90.
We knew to expect quite a bit, but it was more than we thought it would be, especially the books and, you know, fees, not just tuition, but room and board and all the little things that add up.
I work here at this grocery store when I'm not studying. The money from my scholarship, my paycheck, and my parents' savings all combine to help me through college. Unfortunately, there are many more students who deserve an education that don't have the opportunity. They simply don't have the money. I can't imagine having my dream stop here just because there weren't the funds to help me pursue my education.
To me, it would be a shame to think that there are children out there that are worthy, that are willing, that are wanting to go to college, and yet they can't because they can't get the proper resources.
It is through your offering during World Communion Sunday that scholarships are funded for undergraduate and graduate students. These are people, like me, who would have had a hard time making it if it wasn't for the scholarship support. One person who comes to mind is Jean Michel, a doctoral student at South Dakota State University.
Hello, my name is Jean-Michel Basquin, and my life as a doctoral student in South Dakota is very different from my life in my native country, Haiti. I left my country to come here and learn skills that I can take back to my country. The United Methodist Church awarded me a Crusade Scholarship. With my education, I will be able to help my people help themselves.
Yeah, well, anyone has no substance in itself, right, yeah, to become
that could be a paper, I mean,
yeah,
like that.
Sure.
Now I am working on my doctorate in rural sociology.
So, any question for me?
Well, I've gone through and looked at this, and I think
in my country, there are many more eager people like me who want to make a difference, but who lack the opportunity. People in developing countries like Haiti can do very well if they are just given a chance. Scholarships can give them that chance. Please know that the people of the United Methodist Church are making a difference. By reaching out to students like Amanda and myself, they are helping us to make the world better for us all.
Jean-Michel is right, but every year deserving students have to be turned away. They have the grades and the desire, but they don't have the funds to make their dreams come true. So, when you contribute on World Communion Sunday, you are opening your heart, which opens doors, so that others can open their minds to a world of possibilities. Thanks for giving.
How does that make you feel? Think you're making a difference?
Can I say something really quick?
Okay.
I was a recipient of one of these scholarships.
Okay.
I was a single mom raising two kids, trying to go to school, and the scholarship that I got through First United Methodist Church made a huge difference. It bought my books for a whole year that was not covered under my financial aid, the little bit that I did get. So you know, it's interesting to see people from other countries too, but you also need to understand that you're helping people here too, right at home, and maybe people that you don't expect. So I'd like to say thank you to everyone who did give, that made it possible for me to get my education so that I could give an education to someone else. Because without that scholarship that I received through First Church, I would have not been able to accomplish that. So thank you all.
All right, there you go. That's the difference, excuse me, that's the difference we make together as you, just one of the differences that we make as a church together. So I just want, today is World Communion Sunday. It's not just about the variety of bread that people eat, but it's in fact how we live together as a church and what difference can we make in the name of Jesus. So you have this envelope insert in your bulletin. So when you see it, that's what this is all about, reaching out and being in ministry to your church just by maybe the dollar that you put in there, $5, $100,000 you put in there, whatever amount. Yeah, there are testimonies all over, and one of which is speaking right before you here. When I was at Garrett, I actually was on scholarship and actually went to Covenant Seminary on the north side, and I transferred to Garrett. And it was all from this scholarship that I was able to get through. So it's so important to me too that we can support it. I'd like to also call our attention to the way we reach people. I've been in ministry for a little while, and I know how important and how expensive it can be to have people you call consultants, very wonderful people, churches that are struggling, like we are doing with maybe with membership or whatever it is. We do hire people, but I can also let you know that it can be very expensive, not less than $10,000, to have a consultant to come and tell you what you should do. It's not them, they're not going to do it. They tell you these are the things you need to do. And so we want to start doing things on our own to see how far we can go. And I know churches have done that, and they have had a turnaround, wonderful turnarounds. And one of those little things that you might not take seriously would be just getting the name of your church out there in the community. And that's part of the reason why we thought about the t-shirts. Put it in someone's hands. We don't know. Nobody has the magic car to say when you turn the car around, this is what's going to happen. Again, you will have to turn the car around. Probably they give you the car and say, turn it around. If you don't, it doesn't work. So it costs us a little, maybe like $10, to get our t-shirts into the hands of people who might not wear them. But somebody's going to ask them the question, what do you have this for? Where did you get it from? Got it from First United Methodist Church. And so those t-shirts are right out there. Please sponsor them. Sponsor them. Buy as many as you can. Let's give them out. When all of the t-shirts are bought, we're going to have a consecration service here, and then we just give it at each of our Saturdays where we serve meals or where we go to serve other people. We give it to them. Just give it to them. We said, here, this t-shirt for you. You can give it to someone or you can wear it. That's mission. That's outreach. You never know what God is going to do. So that's how we are in mission together at some points. We do the same thing at conference. They give us somebody's t-shirt and we pay. Sometimes we pay nothing, sometimes we pay money. Let's try it. God has called us into this community to reach out. Let's prayerfully do that in all of the ways, in all by all of the means that maybe that comes to mind. With that, how about we turn to the person next to us and say, Jesus loves you, so do I.
Can I make an announcement?
Okay. All right, go ahead. Jean has an announcement. I don't know what's
that. I was approached by someone before church this morning from our church community who has recently been able to move out on their own and get their own apartment and start living a grounded life. And this person is in need of a few things, household items like pots and pans, a love seat or a chair, dish soap, laundry soap, etc. I'm just putting it out there. I'm gonna leave this note with Lisa, and if you feel moved to donate anything like that, just contact Lisa on Tuesday. Thank you.
With that, how about we turn to our bulletins, or probably focus on the screens, whichever you feel comfortable doing, for our centering prayer before we start our service. Loving and caring God, in the heat and height of this day, we pause to rest in you. Quiet our wandering hearts and spirits, that they may find peace and tranquility as you have gathered us to worship you. Christ, light looming, and Christ, a good shepherd, guide and feed us your word. Amen. If you're comfortable and able, would you please rise for the call to worship? Walk with the Lord. Can two walk together? Call upon me in times of trouble. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. When I press, I cry to the Lord, and he brought me into a safe space. How about you please remain standing as we sing the hymn, He Lives. United Methodist. Should we be together in prayer? Almighty and gracious God, you called and gathered us as your community of believers, as a community of faith. We view ourselves as though on a mission to reach out and make new disciples in new communities. As we share your table, help us grow stronger in our love, our faith, and in our walk in unity with thee and with one another. O Lord, our God, this we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay.
taste and see. Oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. Oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord, of the Lord. Taste and see, oh, taste and see the goodness of our Lord. Taste and see, oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord, of the Lord. Body of Christ, broken that we may be whole. This cup as promised by God, true to His word, cradles our the good of my soul. This is the body of Christ, broken that we may be whole. This cup as promised by God, true to His word, cradles our Lord. Food for the good of my soul. Body of Christ, broken that we may be whole. This cup as promised by God, true to His word, cradles our Lord. Food for the good of the soul. Food for the good of my soul. Food for the good of the soul. Food for the good of my soul, food for the good of the soul.
scripture is Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one in hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.